Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. It's Friday, June 8th, 2018, and we'll open up the phone lines, but we'll play some clips too, probably. So feel free to call in. In the meantime, we'll play some clips, the stuff that I mentioned in the first hour. But, you know, first, like I said, I mean, it reminds me of Psalm 2. You listen to the Richard Seeds, the Michio Kakus, the Ray Kurzweils, the, you know, Scott Klosakis, all of these guys. It's very arrogant, you know. The Bible says the mind of man plans his way and the Lord directs his steps. And so to think, you know, look at the brain mapping stuff that's been going on. Look at all of the efforts in, you know, CRISPR and all of this other technology. It takes millions upon millions upon millions of dollars, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of man hours over the course, millions actually, over the course of decades. And you're going to tell me that what they've spent millions of dollars, well, billions or more, and millions of man hours researching, still have not quite zeroed in on how all of this works. You're telling me this all happened by accident? I mean, really? I mean, that's about the most absurd thing you could come up with in your entire life, and people believe it, which reminds me of that expression that is alleged, you know, allegedly attributed to Adam Weishaupt, Spartacus. Oh, foolish man, what can you not be made to believe? So the battle, you know, the George Friedman video, how the U.S. is preparing for war with North Korea. Oh, no, is there a global war coming? That's what it was, the Brain Bar Budapest talk. Is there a global war coming? Yes, it's Psalm 2. Why are the nations in an uproar? The psalmist writes, and the peoples devising a vain thing, the kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Let us tear their fetters apart and cast away their cords from us, they say. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then he will speak to them in his anger and terrify them in his fury, saying, but as for me, I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain, which they are trying to adulterate, pollute, and co-opt, by the way. I will surely tell you, tell of the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will surely give the nations as your inheritance and the very ends of the earth as your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall shatter them like earthenware. And there are people. Yes, Virginia, there is a conspiracy, and there are folks who fancy themselves the gods of the world. You know, the Council of the Gods comes to mind, for example. Every time I see a BASF commercial, and I'm seeing them all the time, I'm reminded of IG Farben and the Rat der Götter, the Council of the Gods. And it was also a film, but, you know, it's about the, you know, these guys who, that's what they think of themselves. Actually, from the Wikipedia entry on the film, released in 1950, the plot. In the early 1930s, Dr. Schultz is a chemist working for IG Farben. While he develops new types of rocket fuel and a gas, which he believes to be a pesticide, his corporate superiors support Adolf Hitler in his quest to dominate Germany and subsequently the whole of Europe. Director General Mach and his fellow managers, who jokingly call themselves the Council of the Gods, are cleverly using the Second World War to earn a fortune by supplying the Third Reich. And through their cartel with Standard Oil, the Western Allies, Schultz, fearing to lose his position, turns a blind eye, even as he realizes what the gas he developed is used for. Cyclone B. Anyway, it's based on a true story. Anyway, every time I see the BASF commercials, I'm shocked. IG Farben, anyone? You know, but IBM is normal. And I remember 10 years ago at a Thanksgiving gathering where I was instructed, don't say anything about, you know, stuff. Okay, fine. And so golf was on TV. And during one of the commercials, the IBM Smarter Planet commercial came on. Smarter carrots. 10 years ago. Smarter carrots. Wouldn't it be great if the carrot in the back of the truck could tell the driver how fresh it was? No, that wouldn't be great. IBM is working on a smarter planet, smarter supply chain. Now it's the blockchain. You know, there's this convergence. It's all closing in on us. So anyway, that's what these guys are, you know, it'll get to a point where Psalm 2, why are the nations in an uproar and the people devising a vain thing? That will be in view. It's coming. Listen to guys like Richard Seed. We are going to become gods. And if you don't like it, basically we're going to kill you. That's what he's saying. You kill me, I kill you, which doesn't make any sense. That's a weird turn of phrase, but whatever. Anyway, lots of crazy, crazy things and people. Richard Seed. We won't play that clip. But I do want to get through some of these others. So what do we have right now? We have up next, we have Jordy Rose. That little bit of, that nonsense from last year. Jordy Rose of Kindred AI presents Super Intelligent Aliens Are Coming to Earth. No, demons. And, you know, he's assuaging our troubled conscience. No, don't worry about that. It's not demons. Oh, okay. Says the occult pseudoscientist in his quackery. Let's play that clip. Here's Jordy Rose in his own words. If you're ready, go ahead, please.
I don't know if any of you are turn-of-the-century weird fiction fans, but there's this guy named H.P. Lovecraft, who's a very famous American weird fiction author. And he exposed a view which is called cosmicism. And the essence of cosmicism is cosmic indifference. So what he was saying is basically, yes, there are these massively intelligent entities out there, but they're not good, they're not evil. They just don't give a shit about you even in the slightest. The same way that you don't care about an ant is the same way they're not going to care about you. And these things that we're summoning into the world now are not demons. They're not evil. But they're more like the Lovecraftian great old ones.
Can we pause it for 1 second? Thank you. Listen to, first of all, listen to what he said. These things that don't care about you in the least, we're summoning them. That doesn't sound like a good idea for starters, but listen to how many times the word summoning is used in the next 5 minutes. Go ahead, please.
There are entities that are not necessarily going to be aligned with what we want. So this transition is really, really massively important for our entire species to navigate. And going back to that thing that Sam Harris was saying, nobody is paying attention. This thing is happening in the background while people bicker about politics and what's going to be in the healthcare plan in the U.S. And underneath it all is this rising tsunami that, if we're not careful, is going to wipe us all out. So on that pleasant note, we're hiring people to try to make something like this happen. And of course, you know, this is a very difficult project, of course. And I'm kind of a little bit tongue-in-cheek about all this, like, you know, how bad things are. Because It's not really like that. You know, there's technology is a double-edged sword. Even something like this, it's agnostic. It depends who wields it. If you want to have a say in how all this goes down, you can't sit on the sidelines. And one of the ways that you can get involved and really change the world, like, you know, a lot of people say, hey, join the Marines, you'll change the world or whatever. This is this thing, this opportunity that I'm talking about here in Vancouver is an opportunity for you to literally change the world. Because the code that you write may be running in the brains of these things in 10 years. So this is a huge opportunity. I'm going to ask that anybody here who is a software engineer who's really good to talk to any one of these three folks who are sat at the back there, who are Suzanne founded Kindred, and Olivia and Paula are some of our key folks in Vancouver, or talk to me, and we'll have a conversation. By the way, I love Joseph's talk. It's true. Startup life can be very, very difficult, and you will fail many, many, many times before you succeed, just as a matter of course. Thanks.
Thank you, Jordy. First question over here.
Hi, Jordy. My name is Naren, and I do really want to talk to you after this. So, you know, you were talking about Summoning the Demon by Elon Musk, right? And there are a lot of other pioneers in this industry, such as Andrew Ng, who was a former chief scientist at Baidu. When he was asked the same question about summoning the demon, he said that his analogy was, it's more like thinking about overpopulation Mars. You know, it was completely opposite. But when there are two pioneers in this industry who have different sets of opinions, how do you think that it's summoning the demon rather than the other way around?
Well, obviously, people are going to have different opinions. You have to make up your mind yourself. So, my general comment is that people always miss the future. You know, it's this old thing that people are always saying things will go faster than they do in the short term and slower in the long term. But it's kind of, for me, it's an obvious thing. I mean, this isn't about the only question is how long it will take. If you, again, I encourage you to watch that Sam Harris TED talk if you're interested in this. But the point that he makes is that as long as certain things that are probably true hold, this will happen. Will progress continue? Maybe it won't. Maybe the Earth will get hit by a meteor and we'll all die. If progress continues, things that we're doing, intelligence isn't magical. It's not some kind of weird thing. It's a mechanical outcome of the way that our machines in our head work. We're going to figure it out eventually. And when we do, we're going to make it better in all sorts of interesting ways. And then you have this weird thing that happens that because the machine is now able to act in its own self-interest, it can take the action to make its own thought process better. We can't do that. So we're stuck with what we were born with, more or less. We can learn things, but that's not the same as getting smarter. So these machines are going to be able to take control of the tools from which they are built to create better versions of themselves. And that, what's sometimes called an intelligence explosion, is something that biological creatures can't undergo. So I think it's an absolutely guaranteed outcome of progress. The only question is when, and I think Andrew would agree with that.
James.
There you go.
Hey, great to have you out here. It was brilliant hearing you speak.
Jordy Rose telling us, I mean, are you, we get, man, just we marinate in each successive wave. You know, how do you do this? By degrees. Jefferson, a departure from principle in one instance becomes a precedent for a second, that second for a third, and so on until the bulk of society is reduced to mere automatons of misery, with sensibilities left only for sinning and suffering. And that is about where we are, unfortunately. And so, you know, this needs to stop. It's not okay. It's bad. And technocracy, transhumanism, AI. You know, when people are saying it's bad, it could destroy, could be the end of mankind, and then they rush headlong into it. Isn't that a reason to maybe step back and say, I'm concerned about this person's mental state. Who does that? Gentlemen, the minefield could kill us all. Let's go! What? This doesn't make any sense. It seems foolish. So, you have to wonder, I think, or maybe you don't, actually. Maybe you don't have to wonder at all. So anyway, I want to play one more before we end this segment. The next video, we'll get into, science, Kabbalah, the stuff that I was talking about in the first hour. Michio Kaku, what does he say? And what science and the Kabbalah? What? Yeah, that's the title of the video, Science and Kabbalah. Let's hear from the so-called scientists themselves, including Michio Kaku on Kabbalah. Go ahead, if you're ready with that, please.
It's those big questions. Theoretical mm-hmm. physicists seem to come up against those throughout their
Actually,
entire
this is,
careers.
Hold on a second. This is that one. I want to play, that's Michio Kaku on God. I want to play that next. But can we play the other one first? Science and Kabbalah? Let's do that one first. Okay.
First made Listen the correlations up. Between Kabbalah and science. I was stunned.
We do know that Isaac Newton had access to certain mystical texts, certain texts of the Kabbalah.
Well, the Kabbalistic description of creation is coming from a single little point, from a speck, and of having matter form and time and space form all together at the very beginning. This sounds very much to me like the description of the Big Bang.
I couldn't believe that the Kabbalists could derive these truths without really knowing any mathematics or physics.
It is certainly true that in string theory, the number 10 is the dimension of space-time for supersymmetrical string theories, and 26 for bosonic string theories stand out as a requirement of the mathematics.
All the things that could destroy string theory, all the things that do destroy every rival theory to string theory, they are all eliminated in precisely 10 and 26 dimensions. These dimensions are magic. We physicists don't know where these dimensions come from.
The Zohar says those things. It could have just been a lucky guess. I don't know.
The Zohar speaks of impure fats and pure fats, and that relates very well to modern medicine's view of the two types of cholesterol.
Now you tell me, how come that's the only text of 2,000 years old can have that kind of information so clearly there?
They knew things about the universe that took us till now to discover.
I think it's rather intriguing that the Zohar mentions cholesterol and mentions the liver and bile.
What I like about Kabbalah is that it has a rather profound view of a creator, of a divine being that transcends all possible notions that we could have.
There can be an interface between science and spirituality.
The Zohar's notion that light is a realm of no time and no space is quite consistent with special relativity.
What's been stopping it so far are, number one, the lack of a good concept, and I think the Kabbalah is offering that now in the context of modern science. And two, a reticence on the part of both scientists and people in religion to mix the two.
It's rather amazing, this uncanny reflection of some of the most advanced cosmology coming from our satellites, coming from our atom smashers, coming from our blackboards, that are mirrored in the Zohar and ancient Kabbalistic texts.
That's Michio Kaku in his own words. Jack Parsons will be proud. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
I'm trying not to be too heavy, but you know, what do you do? So there's a YouTube playlist that I created titled Esoteric. Maybe I'll include that too. I mean, that's among several others, but I'll include that in all of this nonsense too, which includes some of this stuff, you know. Weird. Why does yeah, there we go. Some of these videos, the Michio Kaku on God, the next one we're going to play, is in there, and other stuff, you know. Anyway, I'll include a link to that. You can check it out. 103 videos. So next up, Michio Kaku in his own words. Michio Kaku on God, the Kabbalist. Here's Michio Kaku on God, the God of Spinoza. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, well, I think it's a very... Those big questions. Theoretical mm-hmm. physicists seem to come up against those throughout their entire careers.
That's why I became a theoretical physicist. I wanted to bump up against those big questions
constantly. And yeah. So it, I mean, that's another question I was really interested in. Is that I've heard that the majority of theoretical physicists are incredibly spiritual and have a great appreciation for the concept of consciousness and the soul and the universe and where it came from, because these are the questions that they're constantly asking. For yourself, what's your view on life and, you know, where is it? What are we doing when we teleport life, if we ever get to that point?
Well, if I knew the answer to life, I would have an inside track up there.
Right. As would anybody, yeah.
But let me tell you how we physicists view things, mm-hmm. right? For example, Einstein was asked the big question, is there mm-hmm. a God? Is there mm-hmm. a meaning to everything, right?
Right.
And here's how Einstein answered the question. He said, there really are two kinds of gods. We have to be very scientific. We have to define what you mean by God. If God is the God of intervention, the personal God, the God of prayer, the God that parts the waters, then he had a hard time believing in that. Would God listen to all our prayers for a bicycle for Christmas and smite the Philistines for me, please?
Right.
He didn't think so. However, he believed in the God of order, harmony, beauty, simplicity, and elegance, the God of Spinoza. That's the God that he believed in because he thought the universe was so gorgeous. It didn't have to be that way. It could have been chaotic. It could have been ugly, messy. But here we have the fact that all the equations of physics can be placed on a simple sheet of paper.
Right.
Einstein's equation is only 1 inch long. Mm-hmm. And the quantum theory is about a yard long, but you can squeeze it onto a sheet of paper.
Right, with a small enough font. No.
Right. And with string theory, you could even put those two equations together. And mm-hmm. string theory can be squeezed into an equation 1 inch long. And that equation, by the way, is my equation. That's string field theory. That's my contribution.
Right.
But we want to know, well, where did that equation come from?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what Einstein asked. Did God have a choice? Was there any choice in building a universe? When he woke up in the morning, he would say, I'm going to create a universe. I'm going to be God today. What kind of universe would I create? This is how he created much of his theories.
There you go. Michio Kaku, you know, that's esoteric psychobabble is what I would call it. And it doesn't matter. You know, it's one of those things. I mean, who am I to say? Michio Kaku obviously has much more influence. He's a much more prominent, influential person than I. So, you know, who am I to say? But just because you think a thing or even believe a thing doesn't mean that, you know, that it will, reality will comport itself to you. But then again, this gets back to the hubris of Psalm 2. And this sort of dominion, you know, dominionist theory, you know, name it, claim it, era that we live in, you know, the secret nonsense. If you just imagine it, if you just think it, you know, whatever the mind of man can see, can conceive and believe, it can achieve. All this kind of nonsense. Reality doesn't necessarily, and the universe that has been created does not comport itself to our whims, if you know what I mean. But bad guys have align themselves with dark forces, the sort of spiritual forces of wickedness in high places that Paul writes about in Ephesians 6. And, you know, they think that they got a pass on how things really work. But they, you know, the chickens will come home to roost eventually and very soon. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Say about all this nonsense. Do we continue with the clips, bottom of the hour, second hour? So we have, you know, this hour, last hour we had the new breed, Michael Hoggard, and the segment about quantum computing in particular, in view of what's going on at the Bilderberg conference. This is not all just like random willy-nilly stuff, but, you know, Bilderberg has, they say, you know, the 12 points on the list of the 66th annual meeting of Bilderberg. And again, I don't care if people meet, but you know, if they want to control me and control you and the way society, I mean, think about what's happening in so many ways. And it's interesting, one of the other videos that we should include, I'll include that, the truth why modern music is awful. Thoughty 2, the Thoughty 2 channel. So we'll include that in this hour too. The point is, that's happening in everything. And the engineering, sort of scientific engineering of all of this in ways that are just being publicized. I mean, it's no secret, you know, disruptive innovation. I remember talking about that years ago. Seemed controversial. No, it's a big thing now. You know, you have all of these tech disrupt conferences. Disruptive innovation and disruptive technology. Oh no, it's a great thing. No, when and as I always say, when I was growing up, I remember that if you were being, I remember being told if you are disruptive, then you will be punished, essentially. It's not a good thing. So disruptive innovation, the concept is to disrupt a market sector in an irreparable sort of way. You know, PayPal, eBay, Amazon disrupt brick and mortar commercial space, you know, and banking. And now it's just, you know, I mean, there are tech disrupt conferences all the time, and you know, conferences, whatever con it's, you know, and I don't think those words are being used accidentally. Again, I've mentioned, you know, if you go through the technology lexicon, the web, you know, like the web stack, front side, backs, you know, server side lexicon, you run into a number of terms that seem to pay homage to the great architect, you know, the Masonic god of, well, Spinoza and Pike. So, you know, it's hard to ignore those sorts of things. The truth why modern music is awful is the truth is because, you know, in summary, to summarize the 20-minute video, it's because it's all the same. Same beat, same, you know, compression, amplification, same, you know, three words. We're down to three words. We play a little bit of Sinatra on this broadcast. And those days, man, you know, one of the last interviews that Frank Sinatra gave, I think, was that interview backstage in Australia when he was asked if there were songwriters today like there were in yesteryear. If you could work with a Sammy Kahn today, would you still be performing? Would you still be recording specifically? And Sinatra said, absolutely. Nobody's writing any good songs anymore. You know, because the Tavistock Institute is not interested in your enjoyment. It wants to control you and engineer you in cybernetic totalist fashion. So that's why music is awful. Modern music is really not music, but it's not just music. It's everything. Everything you look at, you have all of these, you know, we have best practices, we have standards and uniformity and continuity, and that's all well and good, but, and there's a place for it, but it's gone too far. And now everything is uniform. You know, we used to joke about the cracker box PUDs in the 50s, and now it's even worse. So anyway, a side note, there are other videos that I wanted to play, probably won't have time. You know, like I said, Scott Klosaki on we are going to move from mobile to wearables to implantables. That's what he said. We should play that clip. Maybe we will. I think we will. Maybe we should do that. Speaking of, you know, all of this stuff, where does this stuff come from? And so he said that we'll do that real fast, and then we'll go to the phones, because there are, you know, there are others, but we should play this one real fast. I think it's like a minute, the segment we're going to play. Scott Klosaki, Digital Transformation of Humanity and Gaming. You're being gamed is the point here. If you're ready, whenever you're ready, let's just play that, please.
Yeah. And the whole time I'm talking, there will be people that are on their devices. Now, they could be taking notes. Yeah. They could be tweeting, best speaker I've ever heard. Right? Who knows? But it's amazing how addicted we've become to these things already. Now, what we have to understand is this is just a first step. It's a first step. We're going to move from mobile to wearables to implantables. And I know it's a hard thought for some people to think about. It, we're going to be implanting technology so that we can connect better to technology, but we will. But let's just talk about mobile for a second.
But we will. You hear how he's just – it's normal. No, it's – you know, it's hard for people to think about that, you know, but we will. It's not an option, people. How do you feel about that? I'm not okay with it. It makes me – it's very upsetting. Who in the you-know-what do you think you are is the kind of, you know, operative concept in my mind. It's not okay. Stay out of my brain. You know? I don't know. I feel well, I don't like it. Anyway, let's go to the phones and grab Fred in Michigan. Fred, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris. Great broadcast.
Hey, Fred. Thanks, man.
Hey, Chris. Great broadcast, man. Yeah, you know, you tweaked my memory to a YouTube channel called Truth is Stranger Than Fiction.
Right.
And this is a Christian fellow. See, the first one I saw, Aetherial, A-E-T-H-E-R-E-A-L, mm-hmm. The Battle for Heaven and Earth. Michio Kaku-Kuka shows up there with three or four theoretical physicist associates, colleagues, espousing the Kabbalah Zohar as the guiding foundational principle force in their hyper-dimensional theoretical physics endeavors. And to me, that means they are conditioning the pseudo-intellectual American sheeple populace in academe to believe this communitarian Talmudic Kabbalah Zohar swine crap propaganda, pseudoscience propaganda. It might as well be like the theory, the Gnostic mythology of Darwinism. It might as well be that in the theoretical physics realm. It's so full of holes. It's all speculation. They have no evidentiary proof. And I called him on it. He has a broadcast every Saturday on Fox affiliates for 3 hours. And when they used to take live calls, I got through twice. And it was absolutely astonishingly amusing when I challenged him on what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, inclusive of the men who walked the moon.
Right.
And I brought up this guy, Jaronism, one giant lie for mankind. Astro not gone nowhere. Okay, have you seen that on YouTube?
I think so. Yeah.
Jaronism is the guy. Jeranis. Jaronism, and it's entitled "One Giant Lie for Mankind." Astronauts, NOTS. Astronauts yeah. Gone nowhere. You got to see it. It's.
I'm pretty sure I have stunning. Seen that one. Yeah.
It's absolutely stunning in its factual content. They even sent. The state of Ohio hired an honorable Hebrew fellow there in Ohio, Aaron Rainin, and a 50,000-watt blowtorch WLW 700 AM in Cincinnati, Mike McConnell interviews this guy. He says, well, okay, so how did it go down there in Wapakoneta, Neil Armstrong's hometown? This guy went down there to interview people about the great man who walked on the moon, you know, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind, right?
Yeah.
Everybody was afflicted with the disease of lockjaw. See, nobody wanted to open their mouths about Neil Armstrong. Not one of them. Okay, so then there's a presentation by the same guy on, Truth is Stranger Than Fiction. It's called Hegelian Artelectic. Hegelian Artelectic. Mm-hmm. Ethereal Intelligences versus Quantum Aliens. And there's interviews with some college professors, including a woman, a philosopher from UConn, University of Connecticut, Susan Schneider. You got to hear this, man. I mean, they really believe, and you can tell, I make a fool out of me, but Susan Schneider is definitely a big-time academe, Talmudic, Kabbalah, Zohar enthusiast. She said, present-day mankind have reached the pinnacle of their evolutionary progression. We really need to look seriously at merging with, advanced technology. And that way, we can more easily travel to the planets and colonize the distant galaxies. But we can't do it in our present form. We have to become siliconized, to that effect.
And there was another video, speaking of that, there's one that I'll include that I wanted to get to, and we're not going to get to it, but because I'm long-winded, but by the Amplex channel, published 2 days ago, June 6, 2018, you better be ready for what's about to happen. It's 15 minutes long, and it's exactly what you're talking about. You know, all kinds of folks saying, you know, including the Michio Kakus and the Ray Kurzweils, this is what's coming. So, you know, you better be ready for what's about to happen.
And Chris, believe it or not, there's another group, American Intelligence Media. They are on YouTube. They have numerous presentations, like they were the ones who disclosed Senior Executive Service, SES, and the DOJ 500 Esquire attorneys, with whom, as well as Circle, S-E-R-C-O, a UK-based.
Yep.
Okay, and that's how all government contracts, there's like, 2 million plus federal agents that are part of SES, and through the DOJ 500 and SES execs, who are totally unaccountable, including the Inspector General. They're part of SES and DOJ 500. They answer to nobody but the DOJ 500 attorneys, who all go back to the Inns of Court of the City of London. And so Circle runs all the airports, security, and air traffic control. They have all the contracts with the military, including the Pentagon. And they believe that we all have to simply fall in line with 5G, because you see Richard C. Walker back in 96. They own the patent office. These people at Americans for the Digit 4 Innovation out of Columbus, Ohio, they developed and perfected, it's a group of engineers, brilliant people. They developed the infrastructure technology for all of this internet, social networking, et cetera. And they had it subversively stolen from them. And they got onto the fact that it was Circle, SES, CIA, NQTEL, all working hand in hand with the U.S. Supreme Court justices who are major stockholders. And even though they proved to the Supreme Court justices in 2002, these people at Americans for Innovation, blogspot.com, they proved that all of their 11 patents were stolen. U.S. Yeah. Supreme Court says, too bad, too bad, too bad. Get over it. It's gone. It's no longer yours. You know?
Insane. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth?
Segment of today's broadcast. Before we go into the weekend, Friday, June 8, 2018. Again, it's been a big week, hasn't it? I mean, Robert Kennedy, 50 years later, USS Liberty, today, 51 years later, Israel, 70 years, you know, this year, Bilderberg, 66 years. It's a busy week, which is why we're talking about all this esoteric crap, you know, and the gaslighting. I should probably put that in the tags today, because we've been gaslighted to death over the last century, half century or so. Anyway, Fred, I appreciate your call and the subject matter, because it definitely dovetails with the broadcast.
Yeah, Chris, I want to leave anyone in the audience, as well as you, there's this Operation Telpiat, and there's telpiattalk.com, there's Brendan O'Connell, you know, they tried to murder him in prison in Perth, Australia, because he dared to organize against the Talmudic satanic Sabbatean Khazar Ashkenazis that are invading Western Australia, taking over the government. So they tried to murder him. He survived. Well, I saw on YouTube, it's called Vice News, the channel Vice News. I didn't know it existed. But I saw this thing. It says, Israel rules the cyber security world. Israel rules cyber security world. It's a UK journalist that goes to Tel Aviv, and he meets up with some young Israeli Telpiat guy with a laptop, and they demonstrate in real time. UK guy is in a regular modern-day car, and this guy with his laptop is interfacing with the onboard computer systems. He starts with the window, the windows, then goes to the lights, then he takes over the accelerator, takes over the steering wheel. Okay? Well, that's Operation Telpiat, thanks to Circle, SES, DOJ 500. And 5G, by the way, is 95 gigahertz in the millimeter, whatever, wavelength, I don't know. But it originally developed as a weapon system, a military weapon system. As they plan to deploy it, it will be slated to be installed like every couple hundred yards in all the neighborhoods.
Yeah, and
it's
so
it's a kill for everyone's central nervous system.
Yep. Among other things. Absolutely. Thanks, Fred. I appreciate it. That's a great way to end the broadcast, even though it's kind of heavy for a Friday. But, hey, it's happening. So look for links and stuff in the archives. That'll be up today, and the last 2 days will be up too, because I got stuff dialed in as far as that's concerned. Anyway, that'll do it for this Friday. I hope you have a great weekend. As I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.